It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. Hello, folks. It's your daily sports dump for today, Thursday, April 16th. I'm your host, Joe Canelli, and I'm not going to lie, I'm pretty pissed off. Not from anything you did, but from something I did. We had a new segment today I was going to unveil called Crazy Shit That Happens in Sports. Dave Pompey, our Minnesota Vikings correspondent and other things, had a great story, and we did about a 30-minute conversation on disco demolition. And Dave uncovered some stuff that I'd never heard before. It was pretty interesting. We talked about the South Side and kind of the cultural differences in that area at the time. And then I was preparing a very elaborate introduction for the segment with all kinds of sound effects. And you know what I did? I basically erased the whole interview. So I'm sitting here with nothing now, pissed off that I screwed up the thing. And I've got nothing for you folks. But I will provide some information for you. God, it makes me so mad. Anyway, let's get on with the show. Let's start with our fake sports highlight from last night, which would have been the last night of NBA action. And in one of the more meaningless games of the last night of the season, the Warriors played the Kings in our fake version last night. And boy, Steph Curry, he let everybody know that next year is going to be a lot different, scoring 60 points. Get this, folks, 60 points on 26 shots. You know how hard that is to do? Well, it's not that hard when you hit 12 three-pointers. That's right, 12 three-pointers to get 60 points in a Warriors 133-123 victory over the Kings. And the Warriors ended up not having the worst record in the league thanks to this victory. So good for you, Steph Curry. In a meaningless game, scoring 60. That's like what Kobe did in his last game. Rest in peace, Kobe, and all that. I'm sorry, folks. I'm just still really mad. Mad at myself. Mad at what I did. I already called Dave and apologized. And we'll do it again. But boy, when you do a 33-minute piece and you got some funny bits in there and then it's gone, makes you really mad. And it's all my fault. As far as classic sports go, well, the disco demolition, we'll tell you a lot more about that. But it was a fun game back in 1979 when they would still do doubleheaders, still let you blow shit up, and still let you in for a dollar. That's the classic sports update. They showed, actually, a couple of Lakers championships last night. And, boy, Pau Gasol, he was pretty young on the Lakers when he first got there. I forget that. I forget that he was in his prime, if not quite in his prime when he got there. That was a bad trade for the Grizz. But what are you going to do? At least they traded Gasol's brother, who they got for Gasol, and gave him a title in Toronto. So that's how you get titles, is get traded by the Grizz and be a Gasol brother. As for the mock draft update, we're not doing one today. But I am announcing that on Monday, my full 7-round mock will come out, and I am almost completed with it. I just have to figure a couple things out. All right, folks, I'm not gonna lie. Listening to this may not have been the best thing you could have done today, but in an effort to not waste too much more of your time, I'm going to keep it short and say, we'll catch you tomorrow with a better episode. Hopefully.